Welcome to the Joseph Campbell Audio Collection. This talk is called Concepts of Creativity in Oriental Mythology. This is the fifth talk in the series entitled Eastern Way. And now, Joseph Campbell.
In the textbooks on literary techniques in India, four types of subject are indicated as proper objects for the artist's attention. They are abstract qualities such as goodness, truth, beauty, types of action and moods, slaying monsters or slaying an enemy, pursuing a lover, or moods of melancholy and bliss and so forth. The third, types of human being, Brahmins, Kshatriyas, merchants, lovers, and finally, deities. All of these, you'll observe, are abstract. There is no interest in the individual as such, as a unique, distinct phenomenon. When one looks at the glorious panorama of Indian art, one sees a repetition of themes, beautiful themes, dependable themes, motifs that recur time and time again. And if you compare that galaxy of forms with their counterparts in post-Renaissance Europe, you'll be struck by the absence of individual inflection in any of these works. Consider the works of a Michelangelo or Leonardo. The time and concern that was spent on rendering what we call character, personality, the individual entity, in such a way that one realizes this is a unique thing. This is altogether antagonistic to the spirit of Oriental art. The stress on the individual as a unique phenomenon, as a unique phenomenon to be cultivated in his idiosyncrasies and brought to flower, so to say, as something that never existed before. And complementary to that, the sense on the part of the individual of his personal responsibility for something, this development of what may be called the individual or the ego is totally alien to the spirit of the Oriental arts. The Oriental artist not only must be concerned with types when he renders forms, but he must himself seek no such thing as self-expression. The idea of inventive creativity, the idea of self-expression, which we hear when we speak with our artists, the artist's agony finding his own special language, so to say, his own special message, and this term, self-expression, which is so common in our aesthetic discourse, this is alien completely to the Oriental spirit. It's alien completely to Oriental religiosity, which is concerned precisely with the quenching of ego, the quenching of the individual, and the evanescence of this passing moment, which is merely I.